Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Boeing is facing tough questions today about the automated emergency system in its new 737 MAX 8 plane, one of which crashed into the ocean near Indonesia last month, killing all aboard. Investigators are looking into whether the crash was caused by a glitch in the emergency system, a glitch that Boeing reportedly knew about but didn't previously disclose because, according to an unnamed Boeing official in the Wall Street Journal, the company didn't want to inundate pilots with too much information. Boeing has now issued instructions for pilots, says it's confident in the plane's safety. Captain Dennis Tager flies for American Airlines and is spokesman for that company's union. And so, Captain, this emergency system is supposed to automatically push the nose of a plane down if the pilot has it too high and is in danger of stalling. But we understand the glitch is that faulty data can cause the emergency system to think it's stalling, automatically activate, and push the nose down even when it's level?
That's exactly it. That automated system had some bad information go into it, as suggested by the bulletin by the FAA and Boeing, and it triggered this system to basically fake the airplane out, thinking that it was going into a stall, and that system took over and started to induce nose-down stabilizer. That's what we'll find out what the incident, the full breadth of it was, but Boeing and the FAA have been very strong in their language about how to compensate for that.
What might have happened? Let's say this thing kicked in and suddenly the plane starts to go into a nosedive. The pilot in this case, A, doesn't know what's happening, right? He doesn't know that there's this emergency system. He doesn't know there's a glitch in the system and then can't override it, I would assume.
It goes even further than that. And according to the bulletin, this erroneous bit of information was actually mimicking that the aircraft was stalling. So there are other very, very loud indicators and actual feel mechanisms that are initiated, because a stall is a very dangerous condition, from stick shaker to alerts going off. So the initial grab at a pilot's attention is likely going to be that false warning. This automated system will be buried under that, while the pilot, the first officer and captain are trying to deal with the situation, first obviously thinking they might be stalling. We don't know at this point what the crew experienced, but I can assure you that in the airplane, it will be vastly or deeply distracting and require a deep knowledge of the aircraft system, which is one of the core issues in this. Boeing did not disclose this new system.
Well, so the false information comes and sends all these bells and whistles out that there's a stall. There is no stall. At the same time, that false information is triggering, if I understand this correctly, this new emergency system, which is pulling the nose down. So the plane is then starting to go into a dive. Can the pilot override that emergency system and bring the nose up?
Great point. And that's exactly what the pilot can do. Initiating a thumb wheel trim actuator would momentarily stop that. We've also learned something different about it. There's another sort of a fail-safe. When the control column is pulled back, it would interrupt it on the old airplanes, but on this new MAX, it will not interrupt it. Yeah. We now know this, so that's the good news of the day. But prior to that, that information was not disclosed to us. Our pilots are right now struggling with the side effect of that, and that is the trust layer. Well, and safety culture is deeply embedded in trust. And when it comes to aircraft safety, it's sort of a sanctuary, a Vatican, and every stakeholder respects that. And right now, from the FAA to our company, who's been extraordinary in the disclosure of this information immediately, to the pilot unions, we're all on the same side of a fence. And Boeing's been on the other side, and now we're asking them to please join us in this full disclosure. And so far, so good.
Well, but be a little more blunt, as you have been. We've read in other places. Are you worried that there's other things you don't know?
Absolutely. That's what our pilots out on the line are asking. What else you got? Tell us everything about the airplane, because we are ultimately the last line of defense to protect our passengers.
Well, that brings us to a question, because if we can sum up here, there's a new emergency system in the new 737 MAX 8 plane, but there was a glitch in that system that Boeing knew about. None of this did pilots know about. You say you do now, but Captain, I have to ask you, should we get on 737 MAX 8 planes?
Absolutely. That aircraft coming into this is a safe aircraft, both the old version and the new version. We just now know more about it. That makes it even safer. We're flying that aircraft right now as we speak, our men and women out there, and now they know more about the aircraft. That's good. Their families are flying on it. So there's absolutely no hesitation amongst our pilot corps about the safety of that aircraft. In fact, I would say it's even safer than it was before this incident.
And every pilot's been trained now in this.
Every pilot is now aware of this system, yes.
Yeah.
And that's the positive side of this story. And of course, as you referenced before, we're asking, okay, what else do you have? Yeah. Open the books.
That's Captain Dennis Tager, spokesperson for the Allied Pilots Association, a union that represents pilots in American Airlines. And it's the front line for us, Captain. So thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.